racist, but they all stood behind a racist president, and they all stood behind a racist program, and they all condoned it. We can't make peace with that. Making peace with that is a nightmare for humanity.
You mentioned a little bit ago that even, you know, way before this MAGA rally, before fascist events, people on Twitter, folks in the news, in politics say, you know, just stay out of the fascist way. They'll go home on their own, let it play out. Can you talk a little bit about why letting fascists run loose doesn't work?
You know, there's actually precedence in this, and we can learn actually from the history of how fascists came to power in Italy and Germany. And one of those ways was to dominate the streets, and through their you know, marches and street fights or whatever, you know, everything that they did in the streets actually helped them to rise to power. And what happened was eventually all the other forces in society that could have stopped it receded, and they said exactly the same things that people were saying to us when we were saying we need to, you know, have a presence and have some kind of counter protest against these million MAGA marches that took place in November and December. They said, you know, I'm just going to stay at home. I'm not going to engage with these people. I'm going to just hide in my home, and eventually they'll go away. And that's not what happens at all. The more that you concede and seed the streets, it's the seeding the public square and the public discourse to these people, the more air and space they get to spread their poison all over society. It gives them energy. It gives them power, and it emboldens them to give them the streets without any opposition. And, you know, unfortunately, for 4 years, there's been very little, you know, except for a few protests here and there, there has not been enough opposition directed at the regime and this movement itself. I think we can see right now what has been the consequence of not having any opposition, no visible presence of the decent people standing up to these thugs, not to mention what it does to the black and brown, you know, the black people in D.C. and the people who are targeted and under the gun of these, you know, in some cases literally under the gun of these fascists. You're going to stay in your house and abandon these vulnerable people to these white supremacist thugs. I think it's unconscionable, and it's also strategically a huge mistake, and I think we're seeing the consequences of that today.
Coco Das of Refuse Fascism, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO, with news from your community radio station.
Well, good evening. You are listening to News from the Boo here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland. I'm Jenny Yokoyama, your host for News from the Boo, and also one of KBOO's interim station co-managers. News from the Boo is the show where we talk about all things KBOO. It's for volunteers, it's for listeners, it's for our members, it's for anyone who is wondering what's up with KBOO. So, what's up with KBOO? Well, I'm going to bring it up. I'm going to bring up the elephant in the room. That elephant being the 2021 elephant. Oh yeah, everyone, we made it to 2021. So happy new year, our first News from the Boo in not 2020. I just want to congratulate everyone on getting through 2020. I know that every day in 2020, at least for me, felt like a month, or sometimes it felt like a minute. And now here we are in 2021, where everything feels not too different. But all I know is that I am a fan of New Year's, because even if things are still societally kind of the same, at least we have a feeling of maybe some renewed hope. Well, I'm going to go with that direction. Let's go with renewed hope. So hopeful things and actual things that are coming up here in 2021. That's what we're going to talk about on News from the Boo, because let's focus on the good for the future, because, man, today is an interesting day in America. Yeah, I was going to say that. Coming up in 2021, we got special programming. Our first, like, big special programming day is actually coming up Monday on January 18th. That's Monday, January 18th. We will be having the Martin Luther King Tribute Day, so tune in for that. And then we have African American Black History Month programming coming up in February. So there'll be special programming for that month. Make sure to tune in for that. And then on March 8th, we'll be having special programming for Women's Day. Then on Saturday, February 13th, we'll be collaborating with another community radio station to celebrate World Radio Day. World Radio Day programming is also a tribute to Mark Wiener, our engineering volunteer who passed away back in October. So that'll be a great way to celebrate radio and to celebrate the people who have helped us make radio here in community radio land. And then we also have some music marathons coming up, as is our KBOO tradition. We will definitely be having a bluegrass marathon this year. It's happening in March. We will confirm that date and I'll announce that. So we'll be having that in probably around like mid-March. So make sure to tune in. We're in the planning works right now. It sounds exciting. So get ready to tune in and hear Justin and Rachel like you do every year. And then we're also working on a Grateful Dead music marathon. And we're also working on other music marathons from all sorts of genres of music at KBOO. So tune in, stay tuned. We'll be announcing all those things because I think music marathons are fun. I think it's a great way for fans to be able to hear their favorite programmers, hear their favorite bands. Exciting, kind of normal KBOO stuff, but, you know, being done for 2021. And then we'll also be having collaborations that I can't announce our next collaboration, but it's cool. I'm just going to say that. I think it's super cool. And it's new. It's something so new. Portland won't know what to do with itself. So, yeah, keep tuning in to News from the Boo for that big announcement. Hopefully, I don't know, in a couple weeks? Yeah, I'm just going to tease it there. And, you know, people have asked about festivals. And the answer is, I don't know. You know, we did Blues Fest last year. We even took part of the remote Cathedral Park. So what I can guarantee is that whatever is happening, KBOO will be a part of it. Because, yeah, we love the music. We love the festivals. We missed gathering with everyone, too. And so whatever we can do to at least bring those things that we're used to the air, KBOO is committed to that. Then, of course, we'll be doing all the KBOO things that you love. We'll have all of our public affairs, music, news. And this is community radio, which means we'll always be bringing new voices to the air, which is a reminder to me that in 2021, I just want to give a quick announcement to volunteers or potential volunteers that I know oftentimes in January people say, okay, it's time to look at organizations that I can volunteer for, or how can I help my favorite institutions right now. So if you're interested in being a volunteer for KBOO and wanting to get involved, send us an email to our volunteer department at volunteer@kboo.org. And if you want to learn a little bit more about what it is to volunteer at KBOO, you can always go on to our website at kboo.fm and look at the volunteering section, and it talks all about how you can get involved, what the different roles at KBOO are. And, you know, it's not just about being on air, although that is a lot of fun. And we are always looking for new programmers who have something to share. We also are always looking for people to help join committees around finance and outreach and events, and people who want to help volunteer with doing like data entry. And usually when our building is open, people who can offer us some light facilities help or doing reception. So there's lots of ways to be involved with KBOO. And even during this shutdown time, we have found ways to do a lot of those things remotely. And so we always have volunteering needs. So get involved with KBOO today. That's an email just real quick over to volunteer@kboo.org and let our volunteer coordinator know that you want to get involved in KBOO and maybe mention, you know, what sounds cool to you at KBOO for everyone that's a little bit different. So let us know. Then, of course, we'll be doing our nonprofit thing, fundraising. And I just want to give a quick thank you to everybody as our Give Guide campaign ended on December 31st. That's our end of the year fundraising campaign. And we managed to meet our goal thanks to all of our supporters. So thank you so much to everybody who contributed. It's all those little one-time, you know, it's all those individual donations that adds up and makes us a community radio station. We always say that's what we love. We're community supported. We don't have one big donor. We have all of you. And it was great to see how many people really appreciate KBOO. And so we appreciate the opportunity to keep making radio for you all, to have the ability to bring voices onto the air, and just every dollar always feels like somebody showing us how much they believe in our mission and believes in the work that we do. So thank you for the affirmation, and thank you for your support and just sticking through 2020 with us, because it's not been easy for anybody. So thank you so much for helping us have the means to continue what we do into 2021. Well, today we kind of have short news from the booth. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in, and thanks for tuning in all last year. And I hope you continue to tune in 2021. Again, News from the Boo airs every Wednesday at 5:45 after the news. Tune in every week to get updates from your community radio station, KBOO Portland.
tuned to listener-supported community radio, KBOO Portland.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements